He said, I'm feeling fine. Fine.
Hi, this is JP Hill, and you're listening to 101.5 UMFM. Tell the band to go home. Go.
He said, I'm feeling fine.
Yeah. Aren't we all tired of the anger? Welcome, everybody, to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff here for you, playing some great music, hopefully. I don't really know, because I got nothing. I got absolutely nothing. So we're just going to wing it. I'm going to pretend that it's a live show. You know, the funny thing is that... People are always asking me when I'm going back live into the studio, and of course the answer is probably never. The funny thing is, you know, you'd think that that people would not want me to go back to live in the studio, because I just kind of make it up as I go along in live in the studio, and believe it or not, sometimes at home I actually. Put some thought into it. And you'd think that would make the show better, but apparently not, because nobody likes it. Nobody likes it. Nobody wants me to do it. They all want me live in the studio so they can phone me and give me shit live on the air. So I'm going to do a mix of both today. Because I got nothing. I'm just going to make it up as I go along and hope that it works out. And you can phone me still, you know. It's just, I won't be able to acknowledge you during the show because the show's already done. Pre-recorded live here from the Sunset Saloon. Check out tellabandtogohome.com. All kinds of stuff, previous shows, previous playlists, upcoming events, including this week's big and really lone highlight on my calendar. Coming up on Thursday, it's the return of our pal JP Ho, along with his buddies New Wales. New Wales, kind of a, you know, Quincy Boys offshoot kind of thing. And they'll be there. And JP's, he's bringing in all kinds of friends. He's doing some covers. And I don't know, the guy, like he's always stressed out. He's always got too much on his plate. He's always got too much on his mind. But he always makes these shows such a big, big production. And it's like, he could just get up there and, you know, do whatever. And it would be great. But he puts a lot into these shows. So hopefully you've got your ticket Thursday night, West End Cultural Center. Man, I haven't been to the West End Cultural Center in eons. It's been a long time since I've been to the West End Cultural Center. Thursday night, looking forward to that. That's going to be a good time. I just know. And the snow is starting to melt, I think, sort of. And that's good because there's a lot of it and it needs to go. And we were starting to think that maybe it might never happen. Maybe this would be the winter that never ends. And that could still happen. It is Winnipeg after all. But we'll hope for some hope here. From the great Tom Waits, who says that in spite of all that frickin' snow out there and the cold weather and the long, dreadful misery we've been through, you can never hold back spring.
You can never hold back spring. Can be sure I will never stop believing. The blushing rose, it will climb. Spring ahead or fall behind. Winter dreams the same dream every time. Baby, you can never hold back spring. And even though you've lost your way, the world is dreaming, dreaming of spring. Baby, you can never hold
sparkles blue. Joy overwhelms her. Life is a boon. She says it is springtime now. It is springtime now. And the chill of my past rests behind me. The
Jeff Klein, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Sometimes, yeah, I got the darkness. Lines on my face, hair's turning gray. Best years of my life have gone down the drain. Bye, bye, bye. Yeah, I got the darkness. Slips of the tongue, shame and regret. I've traded my future for a mountain of debt I can't climb. Yeah, I've got the darkness. Hey! Nerves. Everybody's got all the things I deserve. I want mine. Yeah, I've got the darkness.
corporations, too big to fail. Politicians and bankers, too rich to jail. Why try? Yeah, I've got the darkness. Recession, oppression, secret drone wars. It's like nobody gives a shit anymore. Why should I? Yeah, I've got the darkness. Let your light new stuff, can't stand the scene. I feel so lonely, I just wanna scream and cry. Yeah, I've got the darkness. It's like St. Augustine, Bonnie and Clyde. I got angels and devils wrestling inside my mind. Yeah, I've got the darkness. Love without regret, cause the darkness has got me, but it ain't killed me yet. I will fight. Yeah, I'll fight the darkness. Let your light. Let your
This is Mike June. Tell the band to go home on 101.5 UMFM.
There's a devil on the cross tonight. There's an angel lost somewhere. I can feel the blood in the stream. Did somebody call the cops? Did somebody call the cops? Somebody call the cops.
come. I'm going to make some. I'm bringing her flowers. She is beautiful. She's so beautiful. Somebody call the cops. Somebody call the cops. It's gonna be alright. There's a devil on the cross tonight. There's an angel sinking in the river. Baby says it's gonna be alright. So wait on Jesus to deliver. Did somebody call the cops? Somebody call the cops. Don't go and call the cops.
Heard that one in a while. Did somebody call the cops? That's our buddy Joe Nolan there from Tornado. Oh, can you imagine being there and seeing Joe and Colin Linden ripping it up on electric guitars? Must have been a time. Before that, our old buddy Mike June there, he put out a compilation a while back called The Blurst of Mike June, featuring some of his fine songs. Went back to the darkness there. Still think it sounds a little like Night Moves, but it's a gooder. It's a gooder. Darkness there from Mike June. Before that, Mike June's lovely wife, Jess Klein, from the tremendous record Draw Them Near. We heard Springtime, and off the top, Tom Waits, You Can Never Hold Back Spring from Orphans, Brawlers, Ballers, and Bastards. And I was thinking about that one just right in front of my face. I've got this postcard that I look at that sometimes I try to get strength from. It's a postcard from my friend Joe Nolan that he sent me that says, the blushing rose that will climb, spring ahead or fall behind, winter dreams the same dream every time, baby, you can never hold back spring. Thanks, Joe. I need that every once in a while. And let's hope that he and Tom Waits are right and spring is finally here. Speaking of Joe, that got me remembering this great record and performance and event. Is that the last time I saw Joe? Have I seen Joe since then? Yeah, I guess I have. Right? I think. He was at the most recent Static Roots Festival, along with this character here and this record, which everybody who's heard it loves. I remember, you know, sending it to Joe going, you should hear this before you go to the festival, and kind of rocked his world too. This record has been unavailable for far too long, and it's getting a big re-release on the Record Store Day. And you know, the Record Store Day, it's always a bit hit and miss. You never know what you're going to find, what you're going to get. But if there's one thing, that I need absolutely, unquestionably, it's the vinyl reissue of the great album The Graceless Age by John Murray.
I tread upon the burning coals, I tumble across the sand. I waded every river and every foreign land. I scale the side of mountains to stand upon the peak and watch the cities burn while the others turn their cheek. It's there I saw the fires and I heard the screams of men, fathers and their families who all had to start again and find another fertile plain, new land to till and turn, while the diplomats say that that's the only way they'll tooth and nail. We could take to writing letters in the hope of a reply, but I won't waste my ink to hear the politicians lie. They blame it on bureaucracy, say everything takes time, but nothing's changing here except the unemployment line. We will fight tooth and nail. Blood from your forehead. Pick up all the pieces. Come on, try to raise the dead. We will march among the rioters against the armed brigade and push against the barriers and destroy the blockade. We will fight tooth and nail.
To my truck, but I headed to the wrong bar. I got way too fucked up, started wishing on the wrong star. But the sky, man, is so large, that's just an easy mistake. You have such a nice face, you were looking like a long love. Coming from your strange place, I see you like you come from the sky above. I forgot the sound that love makes. That's just an easy mistake. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just trying to do the right thing. That's an easy mistake. Try to do the right thing. That's an easy mistake.
Easy.
Oh yeah. Long night, seeing what time takes. Knowing even if you get it right, forget the sound that love makes. It's not something that's ever easy to try to fake, but baby, that's an easy mistake. I knowing what you mean. Is there even the colors we've dreamed in fade? That's just an easy mistake. I'm just trying to do the right thing. And that's an easy mistake.
Easy.
I'm trying to do the right thing. That's an easy mistake.
Oh, yet. Not yet. Not yet.
Oh, God, that record is so good. Oh, one of my favorite voices of all time. Kate Fenner there, along with Chris Brown from the great record Geronimo. One that you can't find anymore. I used to, they used to have a CD section at Chapters. And when they were closing out the section at Chapters, they had like 50 copies of that record. Maybe it wasn't that many. Maybe it was 10. I don't know. It seemed like a lot. And I was like, I should buy all of these in case someday somebody needs one. And I bought a few, and I've given away a few over the years. But I wish I had more, because it's not, you can't stream it, you can't find it, you can't buy it. So I'd love to just give it away. If you haven't heard that record, I should just send it to you. Chris Brown and Kate Fenner, Geronimo. It's incredible. And that's just, I could have picked any song off that record. And I pretty much did, actually. Just went, oh, what's that one again? Let's play that one. And, yeah. My Love Is Not Waiting. Before that, guy who Chris Brown worked with a lot. Got to see them together at a little festival in Germany one time. David Corley from his album Available Light. We heard Easy Mistake. The great John Bleck and the Rats in there from the album Borders. We heard Tooth and Nail, and John Murray kicking off a bit of a Static Roots nostalgia set with the Ballad of the Pajama Kid from The Graceless Age. Ugh, oh, so good. Let's stay in the Toronto area for a bit. We'll do one more Static Roots memory and stop off at the Cameron House, and then we'll go just a little bit further into, well, I guess a little bit further out of the core. We'll head to the Dakota Hotel after that. And then who knows? Who knows? Here's something from a guy we saw out there in Germany, and I haven't heard from him since. He's a character, though. There's something from Jack Marks.
Head was numb. Couldn't get rid of you, couldn't get clear. So I threw on my boots and away I run. Just looking for a little bit of atmosphere. I caught me right outside town. It was a pickup truck and a guy named Joe. Asked him if he knew where a man might drown. Else to go. He said, I know a place and it ain't too far. With beer's cheap and the food's alright. You can rent you a room right over the bar. Pretty sure it's still $25 a night. I said, Joe, that'd be just fine. Feeling so inclined to start drinking in the morning. Did me wrong, and my lonely days ain't gone. No, they're only just beginning. I will wait, just come up and I ordered a draft. Said you the concierge, and she just laughed. I said I'm here on the queen's behalf. I'll take the penthouse suite with the four-piece bath. Sorry, sir, but you're out of luck. Seems that our penthouse suites is all booked up. I can get you a room with a brick wall view. I said, all right, honey, that'll have to do. I said, girl, that'd be just fine. Feeling so inclined to start drinking in the morning.
big mess. Is love just pretend? And I'm so down, 'cause you ain't around no more. Money's all happy because he won $1 million. Until he found out that his kids are different fathers. Margaret had a meeting of the minds with a train. You ain't here, and I'm going insane. So noisy, but I can't hear a sound. I'm stuck on that beat that'll never, ever be found. Timer, punk rocker at the bar, grinning. And he sits by a lonesome tall beer that needs drinking. And there are no more wars that he's winning, but he just laughs and denies the young girls with his crazy dancing. He said, I came here for the day, and I'll be damned if I don't leave. Stumble and tell that drunken crazy god in the sky to give him fancy drinks. Come in, and the mark on his chest, a cigarette's got him coughing, but he just laughs and annoys the young girls with his crazy dancing. He said, I knew the old bartender. He tells the new guy who is boring, and it's too bad.
let's keep on changing. And if life weren't so funny, Pace, you would never stop crying. But he just laughs and annoys the young girls with his crazy dancing.
Ah, oh boy. That was fun. Fun little trip to Toronto there. That's NQ Arbuckle. Whatever happened to NQ Arbuckle? Do you think we'll ever hear that new record of his? Punk rocker there from the debut, Hanging the Battle Scarred Pinata, produced by Luke Doucette. We heard in there before that the Dakota Tavern House Band for a time. Remember when they seemed like they were going to be the best band in the world? They just came out swinging. They were just, every guy in the band was amazing. Put out a great record and then just vanished into thin air. The Beauties there, Without You, from their self-titled Lone record. I guess they sort of did a little thing with Serena Ryder. And that's it. Nothing else. Nothing. It's a shame, too. Jack Marks in there from, is that his debut? Yeah, Two of Everything, Exley's Blues. We'll take a break. We'll pay some bills on UMFM, reset the podcast, and come back with some more, I don't know, just making it up. So far, so good. Could fall apart. Never know. Stick around. Tell the band to go home or return.